Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Every Saturday here on KNSS, it's all about food, wine, and fun for your ear. I'm glad you joined us. And don't forget, you missed the show. Go for the podcast, goodlifeguy.com. There's a link that will take you right to KNSS Radio. And if you're out on the road during the holiday season and you don't want to miss the show, crank it up on your mobile device. Crank it up on your computer and listen live at knssradio.com. Noon to one every Saturday. I'll be listening. I hope you will, too. On the phone with me is Vanessa Boucher. She's coming to us from the beautiful Northeast in Boston, and that's the home of Ever Present. And Vanessa, we talked a little bit about the basics of the company. You guys are, you have storefronts in and around the Northeast, but that's not really required. We can do all this online, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did find that some people struggle with putting their stuff in the mail, and then other people have no problem with it at all. They trust postal service. So a lot of our locations are, you know, they're only in the Northeast, designed to be super local, but we work regularly with people all over the country. Actually, one of the projects we're doing for a cookbook is a woman in London who found our blog post.
Oh, it's just so cool. That's a I'm on the page on your website that says organize family recipe cards to create an heirloom cookbook. And this is in the Learning Center. And this is really a step-by-step of, hey, I want to do this. What's the next thing to do? Can you give us a little overview for step one? How in the world am I going to organize all these and put them in a format that's usable for your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had done a couple of these projects with the designers, and so we had made kind of a client portrait of the book. So we didn't really get involved in how you make it. And so many people are asking us, well, how do I make one of these? What are the first steps for you to do one of these for me? And what we always tell people is to start with your recipe cards themselves, because chances are you've got hundreds and hundreds of them, and no matter what you do, like, you're probably not going to use all of them, and they probably have some sort of organization in general. So that's definitely, you know, where we tell people to start. Decide what you must have in the book and then go from there.
I had to chuckle when you said that, because my wife's a beauty, but the organization is, I know it's in one of the three overstuffed folders. And I think if I go halfway down in this one, that's about the last time I used it. She would have a lot to do. Talk a little bit about the three-pile method for organizing.
So that actually comes from our original kind of tenets around physical photo organizing, because we have a lot of people who want to do digitizing in batches rather than all at once. So we always tell people, have a big pile, go through everything quickly, trust your gut. So when we talk about this three-pile method, we're talking, we just read each recipe and put it into a pile. If you know you have to have it, put it into the yes pile. If you know, like, your brother would be absolutely devastated if you got this gift and his favorite recipe wasn't in there, put it in the pile. But then when you come across, you know, stuff that you've never heard of, or it's in there and no one's ever eaten it, no one's ever made it, never seen your oven, stick it in the no pile. And then the maybe is for somewhere in the middle, or you remember eating it, it's not your favorite, someone else might like it. Then when you have everything into those three piles, you can just not think about the no pile again. And then you start going through your maybes and really considering them, because it's the maybe pile that tends to have the ones that you know, someone else might want you to include, but you might not be super enthusiastic.
You know, as you were saying that, and I was reading the being too sentimental section and some of the bullet points, the more people involved, the harder it would be. As much as fun as it would be to gather all your siblings together and your aunts and uncles and have them put in input and put in recipes and, oh my goodness. The quote is, being too sentimental is what makes your maybe pile unmanageable. And I can see that happening, and no problem at all. There's templates, I assume, and you work with the designers in the beginning to decide how you're going to organize and what your goals are with that cookbook. Are there a bunch of those? Is that a whole other dimension of the early stages that you need to go through? Or is there a basic simple one and then more complex after that?
Yes and no. So the way that we do the templates and the samples is it's more about showing you what a layout can look like, showing you what color schemes look like, So we really do, we start with the basics. You'll see a white background. We'll show you what one element on the page looks like versus multiple elements on the page, what a spread looks like. There's a difference between, you know, a lay flat photo book where when you open it, there's no gutter in the middle, so you can put images across the whole thing. Or if your book's going to be longer and you know that from the beginning, you might have a more standard binding, so you wouldn't have as many images that go across the middle. So we really start with the pure basics to get preferences. So, you know, if they don't like black, white, or gray, then we start getting into, especially for the cookbooks, more like old parchment colors, more design elements. You know, a lot of the recipe cards in the cookbooks that we scan, they have really interesting covers or that old red plaid from the Betty Crocker book. So a lot of people like to pull that in, but it's hard for us to get a sense of, you know, the really fun stuff that we can do for the book until they give us a sense of kind of their general aesthetic and what they like.
It's just such an interesting thing. And, you know, I suppose somebody with some computer talent and a graphics program, they could probably muddle through and print pages with all this stuff. But the reality of it is, looking at some of the templates and the products that you've produced in the past, some of these could be produced and even be a cookbook that could be sold. Give me the simplest, I want to throw a cookbook and get 10 copies to give to my family. Can we produce a cookbook that actually could get an ISBN number and be sold?
Yeah, definitely. One of the reasons this particular blog post is so long, because there's a lot of work that could be done by you if you're having someone else design it for you. And then there are platforms like Blurb and Cookbook Create, which are online publishers, where for Cookbook Create specifically, which is we reviewed in the post, they're very straightforward. They have the templates, you upload the photos, you type the recipes in. But then for something like Blurb, they have cookbook templates as well, but because they also do a ton of self-publishing, if you wanted to make a cookbook and put the, you know, the barcode on it and resell it in addition to getting gifts for people, that's a really good place to do that.
Interesting. But time frame, what are we dealing with? If I send you, let's say that I'm really organized, I have put them, like the previous client you mentioned, I have them organized by appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, blah, blah, blah. And I send them to you and they're easy to read. They're not my mother's hand scribbled mess. What kind of time frame does it take to put something together?
I would say for the most simple book, we are looking at anywhere from 5 to 7 hours, which is not always pure design time. You know, there's a lot of the back and forth that we do to make sure that you have everything. And then, of course, you get to go through as many rounds of revisions as you want. It doesn't happen often, but if you were to just completely pivot what you were thinking for the book as a whole, you know, we would change it for you, of course. And then there's the book printing. You know, the designers, they actually have a lot of insight into the book itself, which, you know, there's so many photo book vendors online and they offer so many different things. A lot of people, when they think of a photo book, they may think of a certain kind of book. But then when you say cookbook, you think of a different kind of book, and there's so many options in terms of paper and cover, and do you want to use it in the kitchen? Is it a coffee table book, and no one's ever going to do anything but ooh and ah over it? Do you want it to be 12 by 12? Do you want it to be mini? Because also the size plays into, if you're not actually typing the recipes and you're just scanning the cards, you know, index cards are pretty small, and depending on how many you have, like, do you want to be able to read them, or are the family photos more important here and the cards are more like visual cues because food is so important to your family? So there's actually a lot of this, you know, expertise that plays into the cookbooks because we do so many, you know, massive family history photo books. So our designers, you know, they walk you through all your options.
That's so cool. And if somebody's got their stuff together, they go to the website, they collect their stuff, get it organized, and get it to you, ship it overnight, this could actually be something that, in the simplest form, could be done as a Christmas gift for this holiday season if they got it to you in the next week or so?
Yeah, if they got it to us in the next week or so, and they are very organized, very responsive, you know, because we would reply via email, things like that, phone calls. You know, the more prepared you are to do, you know, the work for something like this, the faster we could complete it, because the one thing that we don't do is print the books. So our designers are very well versed in our vendor deadlines and turnaround times, things like that, and how many copies you need. So the best thing to do if you want a Christmas gift is to be as organized as possible and get on the phone with us as soon as possible. All of our, you know, much of our e-commerce experience, you can, you know, purchase online and send us stuff, but we offer such a personal service with our consultants. You know, you have a phone call for every job that you do. They're very aware of your project from start to finish. They know, you know, what your designer's doing for you. You can talk to your designer, you can talk to your consultant. So they're the people who will take the sense of your project that you're giving them and tell you exactly what you're looking at in terms of how long we need to scan, how long we need to design, all that stuff.
Well, you know, it's so fun. I spend a good bit of time on the website at everpresent.com and thumbing through, and with the information you guys sent out in the press release, it's just intriguing. And it's such a great use of technology. And with ancestry.com being so popular and recording family histories, this is such a great way. There's so many different things that pop into my mind in addition to having the recipes on pages, things that you could put, family dinners where that recipe was featured, and comments from folks. And man, there is
It is the blog post itself, because you know we make so many of these books, but not everyone wants to, you know, share them with the whole world. So the book in question in this post is actually a personal project of mine with my family recipes. So, and I have, you know, a background in design as well, and I've spent a lot of time with our designers. So that's where this, like, massive, you know, how-to guide kind of came from, because we had all the expertise and we were able to show step-by-step from my personal book, like, what you can do. So I actually, you know, I had printed one copy already, and then all the family photos that I had included, I tried to have the theme, you know, was there food there? Were they in the kitchen? Were they eating? There was a lot of Thanksgiving holiday stuff. And so I just kept changing it and adding to it. So there's just so many different things that you can do with it.
Yeah, I just love it. It's so cool. The website is everpresent.com. Do some searching. There's going to be links that you can go to goodlifeguy.com that will take you to the DIY section of creating a cookbook. And there's a family recipe kind of how-to for the DIYer, and man, you could be off and running. And even if you don't get it, this is could be a year-long project, and you could build this up for next Christmas. It's just you don't need an occasion.
It's part three of this post actually has, you know, for the more advanced do-it-yourself person, all the templates that, you know, that I put into this book. They're actually downloadable. So what I did in this book, if you have the right software, you know, you can download, use them. We included graphics. There's downloadable recipe cards. So there's all sorts of stuff if you really want to dive in to the DIY method.
Yeah. I was looking at the bulk rename utility for photo organizing. I know someone really well who needs to do that. I have stuff organized by kind of month and year. Not a good way to do it. Not a good way.
Yeah, there's a lot of other posts on our site that you could actually utilize when you were doing something like this. If you were organizing these scan recipe cards, we'll walk you through how to rename all the files. There's another post in there around kind of simplifying genealogy, family history, if you wanted to include any of that. There's photo selection stuff on there. We have so many different departments. And everyone in these departments comes from, you know, the video background or the photo background or the design or just communication. So they all have so much insight into so many different things. And they're all so excited and passionate about what we do here and helping families and working with families. No project is ever the same. No book is ever the same. There's always something very cool in the office that we're scanning. So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff in there that you could use if you're doing this project yourself.
Well, I love it. Vanessa, I really appreciate the time you spent with us today. I hope the holiday season is splendid for you and yours and the whole team at EverPresent. Folks, go to EverPresent.com and start working. Put together all those recipes and turn it into a cookbook, whether it's just a few copies for you and the fam, or maybe you're more ambitious than that. You never know. And don't forget, as Vanessa mentioned, man, go to the blog and look at some of the learning tools and templates, and there's so many other things to do with photographs and videos, and get yourself organized. I love it. Vanessa, thanks for being a part of The Good Life today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I'm Guy Bauer. It's The Good Life. We'll be back with more food, wine, and fun, and don't forget, I got a great wine of the week. It's a Tempranillo with a little bit of a twist. We'll be right back. Don't go away.